TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. What comes to mind when you think of the economy? The stock market? Unemployment rates? Poonam Desai is an economics professor, author, and journalist who believes our metrics for defining economic success are outdated. Today, she details the many layers that make up an economy, prompting us to build our future based more on humanity versus profit.
The COVID-19 pandemic taught us a lot of costly truths about our economy. For example, the internet is priced like a luxury, but the internet is a utility. The right to healthcare is just that. It's a right, not a privilege. Mental health care needs to be more accessible, cheaper, and normalized. But we have been painting over these cracks in our economic foundations while convincing ourselves that, yeah, our home is totally sound and strong. How sound and strong can an economy be if our youth, the most educated generation in history, can't afford houses and has to take any job they can get, not a job that's well suited for their specialized skill set? How did the stock market see all-time highs during a pandemic when thousands of unemployment claims were filed? These are systemic problems that have resulted from ideologies that aren't relevant anymore. Ideologies such as picking yourself up by your bootstraps, or profits first, or maintaining individualism at the painfully large cost to the collective well-being. We've neglected measuring our happiness, our safety. Is our society happy with the way our time is being spent? Is our time being efficiently spent? Now, by no means am I saying, oh, let's get rid of GDP, GNP, or CPI, PPI. I'm not saying that at all. But numbers do not define the economy. Numbers are supposed to guide the economy. So I'm suggesting we add some new tools, tools that can measure the intangibles like happiness and satisfaction. Just because it's hard to value these intangibles that don't always bring us money doesn't mean the intangibles are valueless. Because the economy's purpose is to serve the well-being of society. Societal well-being should be the ultimate economic goal. Economics analyzes a country's productivity in order to balance sustainability and consumption. Economics is not the study of money. It's not the study of GDP. It's not the study of assets. Economics is a social science that uses data, numbers, and science to observe how the social nature of humans affects our ability to meet our basic needs. But I, like many other economists, hypothesize that a wealthy economy has more to do about meeting human needs than it does with earning a lot of money. Because there's a science behind the idea that well-being is correlated with increased productivity, increased profits, and less civil unrest. So this begs the question, what good is our large economy if the well-being of society is cast aside in order to churn this large economy? After all, how progressive can an economy be if having a woman in a position of leadership is still controversial? How sustainable can a society be if young adults are prolonging major life decisions like having children or getting married because they are burdened by so much debt they feel it's fiscally responsible to avoid or delay these major life decisions? And these critiques of how we measure our economy aren't new, but executing economic plans that we know could make life more prosperous will require addressing various problems on various layers. And these layers range from science, education, to policy. And they go as deep from the government to the business to the individual level. And if we want better leaders who are going to make better decisions for us, we need to know exactly what we're fighting for and how we're going to get it. We need to know what actually entails a better economy with more jobs. Is there a plan to have the government training programs or bringing in subsidies to help laborers in dying industries develop their skills for new ones? Will there be investments in new and upcoming fields that will open more jobs? If we don't ask these questions, who's going to find a solution? And if we don't start finding some solutions, how can we expect our economy to survive? It will take all of us to dismantle systems that nurture unchecked greed, unchecked resource use, and overconsumption. And it will take all of us to start building systems that nourish life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now is the time for us to take our first steps so that one day we will soar.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Nashville, Tennessee. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Lenox Village Studio. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.